Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, Sister Denise, Sister Lorraine. Am I able to be heard?
Hello.
All right, shalom. Thank you. We're probably going to cancel for this evening. Sister Mary doesn't have power, and she says her phone is running low on bars, and I don't want her to miss what we're going over tonight. So maybe we'll postpone this meeting till Sunday afternoon. We'll just take maybe an hour on Sunday to do it. But she just let me know her power's been out all day, and they've been saying that it might be on in an hour or two, but they've been saying that all day. So I'm sure that's not going to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm sure we got other things to do. But I appreciate you guys showing up. For anybody who's calling in on the phone, let me see if anybody's calling in.
Brother Miles, when everybody get off the phone, can we talk?
You and I?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that. So yeah, I had told her that if she wasn't able to get on, that I wouldn't have this meeting. And we can do one or two things here that I want you guys to have, then I'll get it to her later. So I'm going to pull up on the screen. We're not going to have the meeting tonight, okay?
All right.
Okay.
And I have the Robert's Rules of Order up. And do you see that up there, Sister Denise? I think you may have already downloaded these, Sister Lorraine.
Well, I think so.
Sister,
I do. I have it.
Yeah. Sister Denise, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you see on the screen?
Yeah, I had to go.
You see on the screen where it says Robert's Rules of Order?
Uh-huh.
On your screen, click on
yes.
Click on Action at the top.
On my screen.
Yep. Click on Actions at the top. Wherever, you know, on your menu. Because I think on yours, you got a three-line, like, menu bar that you have to click.
Okay, I'm looking. I'm looking for it now.
Okay.
Actually, all the way out. It took me all the way out.
I still see you in the room.
I must have been in it twice.
You are.
Because
I had to go out.
Because I hear you. I hear you twice.
So do you want me to exit out and come all the way back in?
No, let's just do this. On the menu where you click exit at,
mm-hmm.
You got an actions menu there,
yeah.
Right? You got an actions menu there, right?
Yes.
Click on action.
Okay. Action.
And then click download as PDF. Download as PDF, Papa Delta Fox. Delta Fox.
Okay.
That should download that Robert's Rules of Order.
Okay.
So let me know when you've done that.
I did it. It's still thinking. How do I know if it's downloaded or not?
It should say it at the bottom of your screen, or it should come up and ask you to save it as something. Mm-hmm. So let me go on my tablet and see. Well, I think on my tablet.
And I.
Go ahead.
I wanted you to try to put it on my laptop.
You got a laptop already?
Yes.
You didn't take no time doing that, did you?
No.
I think we just talked about that yesterday, right?
Yeah. But see, I went to PC for People, and it was only $50. And I'm like, he told me not to buy an expensive one, so I'm just bought a $50 one.
Okay.
So then what they do is you have computers and give it to people, low-income people.
Okay. However you got it, you got it.
Right.
So, yeah, that's good. That's real good. Especially if you didn't have to spend a whole lot of money for it, that's even better.
I know. And it's HP, because I said, all I know is HP. No, nothing about the movies and all that, but I'm like, it'll do.
For $50, it'll do.
Right. That's what I said. Okay, it ain't doing nothing yet.
Okay, so we won't worry about that right now. Let me have Sister Lorraine download this one then. It's on Articles of Incorporation. Sister Lorraine, go ahead and hit Actions and then download as PDF.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Nothing is really happening before. Oh, never mind. I see it. It downloaded it, and then at the top it says open files. I see it.
Okay.
All right. So I can open it and then save it to mine.
Right.
I think, or open
it's
it.
It's already saved there. You can rename it.
Okay.
I think it downloads it with some type of weird name.
Yeah, it downloaded it already. Save as. Okay. And I'll save it to my document. Okay, I saved it.
Okay, so that's all we were going to do today. Let me call Sister Denise and get her computer where she's on the site and everything. And we'll hold this meeting Sunday evening. I'm just going to hold about an hour meeting. It shouldn't take that long. I want to go over the Robert's Rules of Order. So that's where we're going to be conducting business from now on. And we want to follow those guidelines. And then these are the Articles of Incorporation that I'm going to file for our nonprofit. That leaves the bylaws, and so I can file these right here the way that they are, because it's kind of generic. It just has what it needs to have in there, but it doesn't have any of the rules that are specific to Yesharon Farms, and those rules will be covered. All the rules will be covered in the bylaws. But we can incorporate using this document, and then we include the bylaws, once we finalize them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can go ahead, incorporate, set up Yesharon Farms. It will be Yesharon Farms Community Cooperative. It will be the name. And then we will... I'll set up the corporation in that name, and we'll make it a nonprofit. Then I'll file for nonprofit status with the IRS, which will actually make it, we can file as a nonprofit, but then if we want nonprofit status with the IRS so that we can, take donations and things like that, then and grant, then it has to be, through the IRS. But this would allow us to get there, and then all the rules and and everything else, we will put into the bylaws. So that won't hold this part up, if that makes sense.
It
does. Okay. That way we can get started. And it takes, you know, it takes a minute to get the IRS's determination letter. And so, you know, I went through another company's bylaws, one that's doing what we're doing. They're not doing exactly what we're doing, but, you know, they're doing cooperative housing. And when I went through their bylaws, I was like, okay, this is pretty generic. Everything is being handled. Everything else is being handled in their bylaws. The articles of incorporation were very generic. You know, it just said that, hey, no one person will profit from the from this nonprofit, and you know, we agree that we won't try to promote somebody for office from this nonprofit, because you can't do that. As one of the things with a 501c3, you can't, you know, promote a political candidate, and you can't really talk about political issues. Which is one of the reasons I said I didn't want the church to be a 501c3, because the church, I wanted to be open to whatever the Most High wants talked about.
Right.
And I don't want the government saying, hey, you can't talk about that or whatever. So, you know, this won't be a political organization. It will be one of the terms in here that you'll see in here is one of the things that I had to say that I was going to be real careful about the wording in this, and it's the part where it says in here, the cooperative is organized exclusively for charitable and educational purposes within the meaning of Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code. No substantial portion of either its funds or activities may be directed at any time to other purposes. YFCC strives to improve the Yes Run Farms community by providing low-cost, not-for-profit cooperative housing for very low to high-income people. So I'm just trying to say, you know, it's not really going to be based upon income, but very low to high-income people, to be exclusive of some underrepresented. And so that's the key wording there. Some underrepresented and marginalized groups. Because they will say that LGBTQ are underrepresented or marginalized, and they fall into that category. And so that's why I said some and not what? All.
All.
So that, you know, they can't say that we said it anywhere in the bylaws or in the articles of incorporation that we support that. And I might have to say specifically that we don't support it. I may just put that in the bylaws. I think in the bylaws I have it worded such that they agree to abide by, you know, the statutes, laws, and commandments and judgments of the Most High. According to, they use the book of Acts chapter 4 as a reference for that. Where we're coming together for housing and all people having all things in common. But then I may quote some other scriptures in there, you know, that say that they have to abide by, you know, these things. And the gay lifestyle is not an acceptable lifestyle under these provisions. So that they know that we're not condoning or going to agree to, you know, even consider anybody that is actively living that lifestyle. So I just said some underrepresented and marginalized groups of the community. And then I think in the document I explained who those are that we will consider. But LGBTQ and Q, and, you know, anybody associated with that, it's not mentioned. And I'm trying to make sure because as part of, you know, I guess affordable housing and fair housing, and they also want, you know, to say not according to religious belief, but I'm gonna have to look at that because, you know, religion is religion, and everybody don't believe the same thing.
Right.
And so, you know, we have to be very specific to what we are saying, that who we are allowing and not allowing. So I can't say not because of, you know, whatever their religious belief is. No, because then you can get anybody what? They're saying, well, I'm a religious person. But, you know, they could be Muslim. They could be Hindu. They could be, they could even be Christian and still not believe what we believe in a spouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that would be a problem. Okay. Especially for what we're trying to do. So I was in the process of, I was sitting down, because as I was going through the bylaws, you know, these bylaws are very, very detailed and they're very specific. We don't even have enough people to operate the way that they have their bylaws written. I mean, with who we have right now, we don't have enough people to, you know, to even support all the officers, directors and things like that. So we'll have to have, you know, people with dual hats for the time being. Making sure that, you know, I stopped because there's certain aspects of this that I need to sit down and actually write out, and then we have to discuss as a group after it is written out. Let's see, I think this is Sister Lori. Shalom, Sister Lori. Are you able to hear me? Okay, she must be muted on her end.
Are you speaking to me?
No, this is Sister Lori in Minneapolis.
Okay.
Okay, so she must have us on mute. Anyway, we're gonna postpone this meeting until Sunday. And as I said, I'll help you, Sister Denise, get this on your computer.
Okay.
And then Sister Rain, if you'll start reading over the articles of incorporation. Again, they're very generic, so, you know, you're not going to find a whole lot of detail there. But this is what we're going to file for the incorporation, and then I will make sure Sister Denise and Sister Mary get a copy of it. And Brother Gary, if he ever comes on, but he only signs on by his phone, so it's hard for him to get this stuff. But this is what we're going to discuss on Sunday evening. I just want to go over it real quick and make sure we understand the Robert's rules, you know, the Robert's rules for meetings or of order. So when I'm asking, you know, I make a motion and we have a second and that kind of stuff.
Assessing.
Yeah, these are all those rules concerning order. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And it's the order in which we have to proceed. So everybody has to learn these because as we grow, get larger, we're having meetings, everybody will have to understand and go by these rules. And these are required by law. So, you know, we can't just make it up as we go. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So let's adjourn. We never started this meeting officially. Let's adjourn. And, well, we never started. We don't really have to adjourn. And let me help you to get your computer online. so that you will be ready. And then,
all right.
And then I have to take care of some other things this evening. All right, amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, let me see if Mr. Lori, before I cut her off. Mr. Lori.
You need me to, you want me to exit now?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, all right. All right, bye, Sister Denise.
Bye, Sister Lorraine. Have a nice evening.
You too.
All right, Sister Lori. I'm about to end this meeting. Hope to see you Sunday. Amen. All right.